AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Funding for Zika has again been blocked in Congress. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports that in the first Senate vote since returning from the summer break, two bills are going nowhere.
Senate Democrats have again blocked the measure that includes $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus, partly because Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico wouldn't have gotten any of the money. A defense spending bill was also blocked. Democrats and the administration oppose a GOP effort to use emergency war funding as a way of increasing the Pentagon budget. They say any hike in defense spending should be accompanied by a similar hike in domestic spending.
President Obama says the U.S. has a moral obligation to heal the wounds of the secret war against Laos. Obama, the first president to set foot in Laos as president, pledged that the U.S. will help clear away the 80 million unexploded bombs dropped on Laos. A war of words broke out today between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as they sought the military vote in Florida and Virginia. Clinton says Trump is all over the map when it comes to battling the Islamic State group.
He's talked about letting Syria become a free zone for ISIS. Look at the map, Donald. He's talked about sending in American ground troops. Not on my watch. That is not what we are going to do.
Trump says Russia should be a partner in the fight against the Islamic State group.
Russia doesn't like ISIS any better than we do. Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with Russia and you could knock them out together? Wouldn't that be a good thing? As opposed to, you know, tough talk. She tries to do the tough talk and then she leaves.
On Wall Street, the indexes closed higher today, led by gains in energy companies. The Dow gained 46 points, the S&P rose 6, and the NASDAQ advanced 26. This is AP Radio News. Hurricane Newton is expected to move up Mexico's Baja California Peninsula and enter the Gulf of California sometime tonight.
We do expect weakening as it passes over the Baja California Peninsula. The terrain there is somewhat rugged, but it depends on how much of the peninsula it passes over. Certainly, if it's a smaller section, there might be less weakening that occurs.
Todd Kimberlane, a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says after Newton moves inland over northwestern Mexico, the storm's remnants are expected to head into parts of the U.S. Southwest as soon as tomorrow.
There could be some really heavy rainfall over Arizona and New Mexico. Those areas are typically arid. Some sites there get 10 or 12 inches during the year, and some of the forecasts are for 3 or 4 inches of rain in a short period of time, and that could cause quite a bit of flooding, flash flooding and debris flows.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.